Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachas daf Mem Aleph. We begin in Amen Aleph. We begin with Teis Devar Maschal. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara. Avol B'she'im Brachas Sein Shabbos. But when the brachas are not the same, Teis comes to explain when do we make one bracha before the other one, and when do we not? That is, the Mishnah had previously taught Mem Amabeis that if a person has many different species of foods in front of him, Yudah says if one of them is from the Shibbos Aminim, on that you make the bracha. Chum disagree. They say no, you make whichever one you want to. So that the Gemara said, that Ula said, that the whole machlik is a chum Rabbi Yehuda is only when the brachas are the same. But, meaning, let's say, when you have an olive and you have an apple. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, you do from the Shabbos Aminim, which is the olive. Chum said, no, you can make a bracha whichever one you want first, which is the one that's more dear. But as our Taisa Devar Maschil is quoting, but when the brachas are not the same, so then Pirush Rashi, explained what example, what case are we talking about? Kugoin, Tznoin, Vazayis, like for example, if you have a radish and an olive, where they have different brachas. So that's what Ula is coming to say. Here there's no more disagreement between Yehuda and Chacham. Because anyways, you're not going to have one exempting the other. Then, meaning in the previous case, once you're going to make one bracha one time. So then the question is, which one do you make it on? Chaviv or on the Shabbos Aminim? But Ula says, when the brachas are not the same, and you're not exempting, you're anyways making both brachas, so that's where there's no machlekes of filler Rabbi Yehuda Maida, meaning, what's the interpretation? Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, the in adifas b'shibas aminim, there's no preferential treatment for the one that's the shibas aminim. El mevarchal is the shir tzitzchila. Rather, you make a bracha whichever one you want to first, which is hachavle, the one that's dear to him. Then you make a bracha on the second one, because anyways, you're not exempting with one bracha, you're making both, so then it doesn't make a difference which one you're going to do first. Says Taisus Bechenius Lavarish, and that's the way you should explain what the Gemara is saying from Ulam, which is Rabbi Yehuda Maid L'Chacham. What do you mean there's no machlekes? So which one is it? That is, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the sages. That is, as we just explained, because yes, here there's no adifus for the Shivas Aminim. Rather, we go to Allah of Chavif. And says Taisus, why should we say that way? Since the Gemara doesn't tell us when we say there's no machlekes, which means to say that obviously here everyone agrees, one opinion agrees to the other one. So mutav shenemar, so it's better for us to say sheyachid moed de l'ram, that the individual tana agrees to the ram, to the public, to the majority, not to the chacham agree to the Rabbi Yehuda, that over here you would do the shivas aminim before the one that's chaviv. No, to the contrary, here we say there's no machlekes in the opinion of ulam. It means Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the chacham that chaviv is adav. Now, however, Taisa continues and says, but the Hikshar Rashi. Rashi has a question. In this case of even when the brachas are not the same, for example, let's say you have a radish, which is Hadama, and you have a Zayas, an olive, which is a Aids. So then the question asked, Rashi asked, which was what Ula was saying, why is it that we're saying, okay, here you're going to make a bracha on this one, and then the bracha on the other one, so therefore it doesn't make a difference what the order is. But Rashi asked, but Livrachal it's nine. Why is it like that? Why won't you say that you make a bracha on the radish, which is Hadama, but Lifter has ice, and that actually would exempt the olive. Even though the brachas are different, it still would be in the category of exemption, not just for order. Because at Tnan Le'el, we learned in the Mishnah previously, it says, Berech al Peiros Eilon, if someone makes a bracha on a fruit tree, meaning like an olive, if you make by mistake a Be'er Adama, you have to fulfill your obligation. So here when you do have the radish and you have the olive, why are you saying that it doesn't make a difference? Because anyways, you make both brachas, is not the case. If you make the bracha on the radish, that should fulfill the obligation of the olive, because the fruit tree is included in the ground too. So Batirat Rashi answers, no, Deshani Hasam, there in the halacha of a Mishnah was different. She'en Sham El Echad Mina. That was talking about where in front of the person, it was just one species, one food item. V'tau Berech Bar Pri Adama, and they made a mistake, let's say in the olive, and they made a Bar Pri Adama. That's what we're going to say, not to make it a Berech L'Batala, that then we're going to say, oh, you fulfilled your obligation. But over here, when you're making a Bar Pri Adama, you have two things in front of you, and making the Adama on the radish, that's not going to exempt the other one, meaning the olive, because that's a Bar Pri Adama. Even after the fact, it's not going to fulfill the obligation, therefore, you're going to be making most brachas, and therefore, Ula explained that everyone's going to agree, even if you do be here, that it doesn't make a difference regarding the Shabbos Aminim. You're going to choose whichever one you want better first, because anyways, you're going to make the other bracha. However, Ben Taimer says that if you're going to say, and Taimer asks to take a second look over here, because he says, Hamrin Le'el, we said previously, Nafalamatesim and Aleph, Gabi Ubdi de Bar Kapar, there was an incident with Bar Kapara, where in that story came out, the Birchas Bayer Pri Adama, that it comes out that the Bracha Bayer Pri Adama was Chashiva Tzvei Mishahakal, that that's considered more distinguished than Shahakal, and therefore that student who held that, okay, so the Shlokas are Bayer Pri Adama, and therefore, why did he make the bracha on the paragiot, on the partridge meat, which is shakel? No, you have to make the bracha on Bar Pri Adama first. Why? Because it's more verified, it's more specific than just the general bracha of shakel. So based on that, Gemara Taisa asks, "Im kain, if that's the case, then gam boi pri eitz." So then, the more specific that comes first, and that's why he laughed at the other student. So then, boi pri eitz also chashiva tvei mebirchas boi pri adama. Therefore, that's also considered more distinguished than the boi pri adama. So then, we're back to the question: you should go ahead and make the bracha on the olive, which is boi pri eitz, before the radish, which is boi pri adama. Why does the Gemara say, according to Ula, that when the brachas are not the same, it doesn't make a difference? You can make whichever you want first, and you don't have to say boi pri eitz before boi pri adama. Why not? Didn't we say that Hadamah is more important than Shahakal because it's more verified? So too should Bai Pri Eitz be in regards to the Bai Pri Adamah. So the Zayis should be before the radish. Why is the Gemara saying, according to Ula, that no, it doesn't make a difference? B'Yashlema Teisa says, what you could say is, Delei Chasha Bai Pri Eitz Kol Kach Me Bai Pri Adamah. No, that's not so distinguished. The bracha of a fruit tree more than what goes from the ground, as it is considered more distinguished, adama from shakal. I mean, shakal is a generic. It's might see everything. And now, by pradama is more specific. It's regarding things that grow from the ground. To say a tree that is from the ground, although it's more specific, it's not such a big difference as hadama is from shahakal. Yes, hadama is before shahakal, but Taisa says what you could say is not necessarily would you say the same thing ha'eitz of hadama, and therefore the Gemara said you can make whichever you want to say first. Now, but Taisa points out, but this that we find in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. The Bai Priyat's Taktim the Bai Priyat Dama. He, however, does rule. He says that no, a fruit of a tree does come first before a fruit that grows from the ground. The Mevarev's Trey, he says, because it is more verified, so he says that it is a significant thing. Says Taisis, Hain Lufia Maskan Vil Kamon, because he's going according to the Gemara's conclusion later on. Where there, the Gemara ultimately concludes, like a different Amayra, the plea that there is a dispute between the Chum and Rabbi Huda. Even Mishaim Brechasein Shabbos, even when the Brachas are not the same. Now, based on that Amayra, if that's their machlekes, now the Kamal Rabbi Huda, we rule like Rabbi Huda, who says that therefore that you should go ahead and do the olive first before that of the radish, and therefore you're gonna have the Bai Pri Eitz before the Bai Pri Adama. Avabet says Tais is Lahai Lishna, but according to the version we're going in Ula. The Amrina that we say, Deloy Pligi Bishem Birchasein Shabbos, that they don't disagree when the brachas are not the same. Rather, only when the brachas are the same, when the ones come to exempt the other one, then we have the machlekes. So according to this, what we're going in the Havamina now in the beginning of the Gemara, lematukim sak halachas the gedalas. It doesn't really apply the ruling of the halachas gedalas that you should make the bari priya eitz before the bari priya dama. Rashi and Leh, like we explained before, and therefore it doesn't apply over here at this point of the Gemara, and that's why, as we explained, it's not so much more specific the periods of the Bar Pri Adama. Therefore, that's you're going to choose whichever one you want to. But according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that there is the machlekes even when the brachas are not the same. So then we're going to have this idea of making one over the other one. Then we're going to choose a Bar Pri Eitz over a Bar Pri Adama, and we're not going to say that of Chav. So Taisa told us that when the brachas are not the same, when we say they agree according to Ulam, it's the Rehid agrees to the Chacham that you can make a bracha whichever one you want to first. So too, even if it's a Bari Pri Adama that comes before Shahakal, because it's more verified as we learned by the story of Bar Kapara, still, even though there's a radish here and the olive, we don't say the Bari Pri Eitz comes before the Bari Pri Adama because it's not that much more verified. Now, although the Halachas Gedolos tells us that you should have the fruit of a tree, if you're making on both, you should have the before that which you make a Bari Pri Adama. That's only according to the conclusion of the Gemara that the Machlekes are Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is even when the brachas are not the same. But according to this opinion that we're going, that the Machlekes is only when the brachas are the same, then there's no preferential treatment of even the Min Shiva over Chaviv. So therefore, there's no preferential of Bari Pri Eitz over Bari Pri Adama. But yes, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that even when the brachas are not the same, but regarding lahakdim, what comes first, that we do have their machlekes, and then you can do min shiva before chaviv, so then the same thing is, you can do the bari pri eitz before the bari pri adama. Now, we continue to taste the remaskel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, meisvei, but we ask from the following brisa. Haylafon of tznayin v'zayis, if he had in front of him a radish and an olive, yisim mevarach al tznayin, v'chulu, you do make a bracha on the radish, etc., which Tais comes to explain what's the Gemara's question, from the brice that says, when he had in front of him a radish and an olive, which the Gemara brought this teaching of Ula, which recorded in the previous Taisis, that the Machlekes Chacham and Rabbi Huda was only when the brachas are the same. When you have, let's say, an olive and an apple, Rabbi Huda holds, okay, you can make one bracha, do it on the Shabbos, and Chacham say, no, do it on whichever one is more dear to you. But when the brachas are not the same, so according to everyone, you can make a bracha whichever one you want first because you can make the other bracha anyway. Now that uparas, that's what the Gemara's question was from the Braisa. But you see that if you had in front of him, says the Braisa, a radish and an olive. You make a bracha on the radish and you examine the olives, almi that you see. The mevarch bayir priya dama, that you can make a bayir priya dama, a fill a lifter bayir priya eitz, even to exempt a bayir priya eitz, a fill a gabi zayis. Even regarding an olive, which is a bigger chiddush from the shivas aminim, that's from the shivas aminim. So that's definitely a difficulty on ula, which, as Taisus even points out, even further than this. Now, v'kolshken kloyes, and for sure you would say regarding roast toasted grain, she'en kamoy kain mishivas aminim, they're also from the shivas aminim. That's chita sa'ira, you roast that grain. The mevarch alein bayir pri adama, that you can make a bayir pri adama on that. Lifter es hatapuchim, to exempt an apple, which is ha'eitz. In other words, so that was the Gemara's question. How could Ula say that when the brachas are not the same? According to everyone, oh, even if he agrees, it doesn't make a difference. You're making both brachas, so make a bracha on this one and then on that one. What do you mean? To the contrary, you see that, and the Gemara ultimately answered the question from the Braisa, but you see that, no, you make a bracha on the Hadama, and the Hadama will include what grows from the ground, which includes a tree that has the fruits that grow from the tree. And therefore, it exempts the Zayas. So how can you say you make both brachas? You see, no, you make the bracha on the Adam exempting the Zayas, which Taisa says the same thing would be if, let's say, you have in front of you an apple and you have roasted grain, granola, that if you can make the bracha on the granola, Hadama, it's going to already exempt and include the apple. So how could Ula say that you're going to be making both brachas? It doesn't seem like you're making both brachas. You can make just the Hadama. Now, actually, says Taisa, l'chein, therefore, based on what you see in the Gemara's question, which is in the conclusion too, that tzarich lahanag hachi, that you have to be careful like this and accustom yourself, because the priest, like we said, explained before, be'ein b'chasein shabbos, if the brachas are not the same, k'moy tapuchim u'kloyis, like apples and granola, that you should do like the bahag, and that is, you should first make the bracha on the tapuch, on the apple, a bayir pri eitz, because if not, then it's possible that the bracha on the granola is going to exempt it, because it is included in the hadamah, and therefore one should be careful to first make the bayir pri eitz, and then make the bayir pri adama, just like we find in the Makshan, as the Gemara had asked from the Braisa, that in its question, that you see that it's included in the Zayas, although the Gemara answered and said, no, there's Tomat, that's not Iker, but the conclusion is like this question of the Braisa, that as the questioner who was asking the Braisa, that no, it's included in the bayir pri adama, and therefore one should first make the bayir pri, it's like the Bahag said, and then make the bayir pri adama. Now, we continue in the next taste of Rimaskal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Armi Birmiya, says, Lahaktim, it relates to what comes first. The Armi Birmiya, like Rabbi Yisus said, etc. Taisa to come to explain, is this teaching of Rav Yosef in the Shivas Aminim itself, even like Rabbanon, or is only like Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, the Gemara brought that there was an Amori that says that no, even if the brachas are the same, not like Ulu, still there's a machlekes Chum Rem Yehuda. And Rabbi Yirmiya says that the machlekes is, so what's the machlekes? When you're going to be making both brachas anyway, it's okay, which one comes first, however? Do you make on the one that's from the Shivas Aminim or the one that's Chaviv? Because, and you find this halach in the Shivas Aminim itself. Like Rabbi Yirmiya says, where Rabbi Yosef says, and some say Rabbi Yitzchak, that whatever's earlier in the pasuk in the Shabbos Aminim comes first to make the bracha first, even though you're making both brachas. Now, Pirish Rashi Bahari, Taisa brings that Rashi and the Ri say that Lafi Girsa Zu, according to this Girsa that we're bringing here in the Taisa Divrei Maskil, that Rabbi Yirmiya was saying, the Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef says, whatever comes early in the pasuk, which that sounds like that this teaching of Rav Yosef is a continuation of the interpretation of Rabbi Yirmiya. So therefore, Asti Hadam Rav Yosef, that would come out that this teaching of Rav Yosef, of Kol HaMuktim, that whatever's earlier in the Pasuk of the Shabbos Aminim, you make the bracha on first, was Rabbi Yehuda Dafka, was specifically Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, because that's what Rabbi Yirmiya is coming to say. He's saying that this, the Yom Machlekes Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, even the brachas are the same, that it's regarding what you say first, even though you're going to be making both brachas, that was Rabbi Yirmiya bringing this teaching of Rav Yosef. In other words, that just like Rav Yosef holds, that you have to go out and make the in the pasuk of Shabbos Aminim itself, whichever min comes first, so then for sure, when one of them is not from the Shabbos Aminim, then for sure you're going to do the Shabbos Aminim before it. But it sounds like, but the Chachamim, who they hold that, no, you don't do the Shabbos Aminim before what you like better, so then, yeah, they wouldn't hold of the drasha itself in the Shabbos Aminim itself, because it's the Amar of Yosef. Avol, but says Taisus, Rib Shmaya Garis, his text of the Gemara was without a doubt. Amr Rabbi Yosef Achulu, not the Amr Rabbi Yosef. It was just Rabbi Yosef was an independent teaching by itself and not a continuation of Rabbi Yirmiya, who was the Amr, like he was being a rabbi, because Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's his own teaching. Oh, based on Rabbi Shmaya's Girsa, Vasya Libid Rabbanan, then we could even say the halacha of Rabbi Yosef is according to Rabbanan. and Tosfos qualifies this, Umayri Shein Chavim and Zemezeh, but you have to obviously say that you don't really desire and like one type better than the other one, that then Daha Aslin the Basam Muktim, then you're going to go whichever one is earlier in the Pasuk. Because the Ibe Chavivim, because Tosfos explains, if one of them was more dear to you, then Pshita the Chavivim, the Chaviv Kaidin, obviously you would make the one you like better first, because Daha Filib is Sharmin, because if even regarding things that are not from the Shiva Zaminim, in contrast to this seven species, Am Rabban, the Rabban say, you can make the bracha whichever one you want, for sure in the Shiva Zaminim itself. Rather, it means to say that one's not more dear one to the other, but it comes out, according to Rabbi Shemaya, that in Milsa Rav Yisa, Milsa Bapin Avsha, that the teaching of Rabbi Yisa was an independent teaching. The Rabban agreed to the Shiva Zaminim itself. Their machlekes was regarding, however, when one type is not the Shiva Zaminim, and it's dear to you, then there was the machlekes regarding would you be makdim the Shiva Zaminim or not. But the actual teaching they agreed to. It says Taisib Babalaini here, it does not seem to be correct this interpretation of Rabbi Shemaya. Because the Besamach Mashma, shortly it sounds like from the Gemara, that the Garas, that the appropriate text is the Amr of Yosef. That it's like with the way we said from Rashi and Ri, that it's a continuation from Rabbi Yirmiyah's teaching. Why? And therefore, Va'asik Rabbi Yehuda Dafka, therefore must be only Rabbi Yehuda, because the Ka'amah, because the Gemara tells Amad Bey is a story. The Rav Chizr, Rav Menun, Habayas, Mesudasa, that Bechulu, they were sitting by a meal, and it was brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. And Rav Menun went and made the bracha on the dates first. On that, Amalei said to him, Loisawa Lamar Lahadar of Yasib, don't you hold to this Allah of Yasib, the Amad that he says, Kalamukta Mechulu, that whoever comes earlier in the Pasuk comes beforehand in the bracha. Why did you make a bracha on the dates first and not the pomegranates that I mentioned first in the Pasuk? Which the Gemara answers that, but Taisus says, seemingly it's difficult. If you're saying like Shemaya that the actual teaching of Rabbi Yosef is even like the Chachamim, so why didn't Rabbi Hamnun respond that, yeah, you know why I made a bracha on the dates first? Is even though it comes later in the Pasuk, it's because I like it better. Whatever you like better, then you make first, even though it's later in the Pasuk. So obviously Taisus proves that what you have to say is that no, because the teaching of Rabbi Yosef, and that's what he's asking from, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you can't go ahead and make something that's mentioned later in the Pasuk earlier, even if you like it better, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. And obviously, these Amaram were like Rabbi Yehuda, if he was asking from Rabbi Yosef, and therefore he couldn't answer Chaviv, because you don't say Chaviv according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, that's obvious that because the teaching of Rabbi Yosef was only like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Gears of Rabbi Shemaya, rather like the Gears of Rashi and the Reem, that it the whole teaching of Makdim is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the Chacham. Now, to the next taste of the Maschal by my Pligi, which actually this taste is actually belongs before the previous tastes. But be that as it may, Taisus is coming to explain what was the by my Pligi, what was the Gemara's question regarding what is the Machlekes Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda when the brachas are the same. In other words, the Gemara brought that there was an Amor that said that the Machlekes Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda is even when the brachas are the same. So that the Gemara asks, when the brachas are the same, so what's their Machlekes? So Taisus is coming to explain what's the Gemara's question. In other words, then my time to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara's question is specifically, so what's the reason for Behuda? The Amad that he says, oh, Shivas Aminim Adif, the one of the seven species, that's better. So Taisa explains the Gemara's question. Maya Difa Shaykhabu, what would it mean that the Shivas Aminim is better? That how would it apply over here? Achar She'in Yuchayin Lifter Sharminim. It's not exempting the other species. It's a different bracha. So if it's a different bracha, so then what are you coming to say that one type is better than the other one? There's no better. If you're making one bracha, then I could understand that you're coming to say, okay, so you're making only one time. Which one should you choose? If you're making both, what's the difference? That's the Gemara answer. What would you mean to say that one is better than the other? It means to say, which one you say first? And that was the Gemara's question and answer. Continuing the next Taiz de Minasal, Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Geffen, when is Kedei Revi is Yayim Bechulu. It means regarding the shear, the measurement of a quarter leg of wine, etc. Which Taiz comes to explain what's the drasha of Geffen, that's Kedei Revi is Yayin L'Nazir. The Gemara brought the interpretation of Rav Chanan, that the reason why we say the Pasuk of Eretz Chitza Sa'ir, etc., the Shivas Aminim, was not regarding that Lahakdama, what comes first, but rather it's coming to tell us that each one of these Shivas Aminim, there's a shear of Halacha applicable to it. And what's that of Geffen, of the grapevine? That's regarding the law of Revi's of wine for the Nazir. So Taisa explains, Pirish, what does that mean to say? If someone ate the leaves of a grapevine or the shoots of a grapevine, if it's the amount that would displace a quarter leg of wine, then he's chai for eating that amount of the grapevine, where you're not allowed to have any grape derivative, even the grapevine and the leaves, that's the amount of the liability. But if, let's say, it would displace a revius of water, then loy mechayv, that's not enough water, that's not enough of liquid to be the liability for the solids that he's eating, because the klishi, because water is very thin. V'holchin b'kal chutz m'nakli, and it easily gets displaced from a vessel when you put in the solid, which displaces the liquid. It comes out very easily. But when you evaluate with wine, that's what Geffen is coming to teach us this halacha. You need a larger measurement of wine. Why? Shayayin hu av, because wine is thicker. The overflow of the cup retains a little bit on the top before it falls out when you have a revius of wine from the cup. Had it been water, it would have gone out quicker from when it's a revius of water. So therefore, what's contained with the displacement by wine is more than that of water. And that's what we're going to teach us, to have a revius is specifically the liquid of yain to be mechayiv, the nazir, and not that of revius of water. Begins the words of the Gemara, klei bali batim, the utensils of a homeowner, which the Gemara brought, that the shear of rimoin, that says in the pasuk of Eretz Chit Vesari, etc., is coming to teach us that regarding if a vessel develops a hole to be metarit from having tumah, is that of, by a klei bali batim, is the shear of a rimoin. So Taisa explains this halacha of purifying the vessel that's not a vessel anymore when it has the size of a rimoin, that size hole. Says Taisa Gabi Kli Eitz Mesanya. That's specifically regarding a wooden vessel that it was taught. Because by a wooden vessel, that's halacha, until it develops a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's still called a Kli. But actually, regarding an earthenware vessel, actually there, the shear to lose the halacha of Tumah is even smaller, that when it develops already the hole of an aleph. Now, between Tamid Beis, we begin with Taisa de Remasel. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara. Aisul Kamayu Tamid Bermani. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates, which Taisa comes to explain that they didn't break the dates and the pomegranates to be what's called a lafes, as a pas, to eat with the bread. Because the Gemara brought the Rav Nuna of Chizda, where they were eating together, and they brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. And Rav Nuna went, and they made the bracha on the dates first. So Tay says, this, that they brought the dates and the pomegranates, it either talking about that it wasn't during a meal, or even if it was during a meal, but they brought it for dessert, but not to eat together with the bread, as some type of a spread. Because if that would be the case, then havalu pas ikar vein tefillah, then it would be the bread would be primary and these fruits would be secondary, like some type of a jam. And it's not in the Mishnah Mem Dalam and Aleph later on that says mabar chalekar paitas atfelo. You only make a bracha on the primary, which is the bread, and it exempts the secondary, and actually wouldn't be making a bracha on any of the fruits. Obviously, if they made a bracha just one before the other, obviously it's told me that it wasn't as a condiment, as a secondary to eat together with the bread. The next Taiz Dibim Asl, Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Zeh Sheinil Aretz. This one is second to the word Aretz in the Pasuk, which Taiz comes to explain what happens if you have the same distance from the word Eretz in the first half of the Pasuk and of the second half. Because the Gemara brought the Rav Nuna of Chizda, like we mentioned before, they were eating together, and they had the dates and the pomegranates. Rav Nuna went and made the bracha on the dates first. Chizda says, wait a second, don't you hold to the teaching of Yosef? Whatever is earlier in the pasuk comes first for the bracha. You should have made a bracha on the pomegranates, which is number 5, before dates, which is number 7. So Nuna answers like our Taisa quotes in the Rimaschal that no, the dates are second to the word Aretz, which is mentioned the second time in the Pusik, that comes before the pomegranates, which I mentioned number 5 from the first time the word Aretz is mentioned. Whatever's closer to Aretz, that's more Chashim. Now, on that Taisa says, Mukamakam, however, but when you have wheat and an olive, which are both number 1 from their respective Aretz, or barley and dates, Avagab the Shaman Aretz, although they're equal for the word Aretz, one for the first Aretz, one for the second one, Mikamakam Hamukta Mepasik, still, although they're equal from Aretz, but the one that's early in the Pasik, Daniel, the Aretz Rishon from the first Aretz, which is from the beginning of the Pasik, Yakim the Bracha, that's going to be the first one for the Bracha, so you'll do Chita Obezais and you'll do Sarim Abetzmarim, because although they're equal numbers, but then you'll go from the beginning of the Pasik to calculate, and therefore the first one will come first. Then the next Taiz Divim Asl. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Hevilaf name Te'ena Vanav Metechasu. They brought in front of them figs and grapes in the meal. So here too, Taisa comes to explain that they didn't bring it to eat it together with the bread. Because the Gemara had a machlekes that, if let's say they brought in front of them figs and grapes in the meal, or some fruits in the middle of the meal, do you make a bracha beforehand and not afterwards, or do you make a bracha both before and afterwards? So Taisa says that this, that they brought in front of them these figs and these grapes in the meal, that we're saying, according to everyone, you need to make a bracha at least beforehand. The whole machlekes was, do you make a bracha chreina? Says Taisa, ukugayin she'in boin lafas as a pas. This is talking about that, for example, that they didn't come to bring the fruits to eat together with the bread, eli kenuach suda, only to like what's called clean out the meal, some type of a dessert. Because if it was coming to eat with the bread, then actually everyone would hold that actually you don't have to make a bracha even beforehand, because that would be, again, the halacha of pas ikr and peres tefela, and you don't make a bracha on the tefel at all. Now, continuing the next Taisa de Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ela Pasa Boba Kisnin. Only what's called Pasa Boba Kisnin, bread that comes with Kisnin, with these types of sweets that come with it. Taisa comes to explain, if this Pasa Boba Kisnin, that if it's not during a meal, do you make a bracha achreina, what's called Me'ein Shalosh, of Al Mechem? That is, the Gemara brought that Rav Sheshe said, there is nothing, when he was coming to dispute the previous opinion, there's nothing that requires a bracha brishaina beforehand, but doesn't require bracha achreina. The only one exception, not like you're saying with the fruits, the only one exception is pasa boba kisn, which is, as Rashi had explained, the toin bracha lefanav, which requires a bracha beforehand, you have to make a mezainis, v'ein toin bracha lachrav. And there you don't have to make a bracha afterwards, meaning ala mechya. Rak burn the fashas rabbis. Only you're going to make is a burn the fashas rabbis. Midi the hava is v'deichen, like we find by rice and millet, damin la'el, like we find earlier on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, that by rice and millet, but chilim avarach b'ayim mezainis, although you make a b'ayim mezainis, but at the end, quote unquote, you're not going to make any bracha at the end, you're not going to make ala mechya, you're going to make just like the, you know, the lower grade bracha that are b'ayim nefashis rabbis. And why is that the same thing by pasa baba kisnin? Ha'el v'nosna ben shkedim harbis, since there's many nuts and almonds inside the sweets, inside the dough, which that's many different interpretations, we're showing them exactly what that makes possible. But kisnin, therefore it's not going to have the bracha achreina of the ala mechya. Now, Pirush Rashi explains, moreover, he says, afilam ochem hen achar birchas hamasen kam. It's talking about even, in which he says that was the custom, that they would eat this pasa baba kisnin even after birchas hamasen, even after benching. Still, you make a bracha achreina, but you're not going to make a bracha achreina. That's what Rav Sheshe was saying. That's the only case, not when you bring fruits in the middle of the meal. Now, says Taisa B'lein Nehira, the interpretation of Rashi does not seem correct, that this is even after birchas hamasen. Chada, first of all, because Darmin Le'el, our Gemara previously told us, kol sheyesh bei mechamishas haminim, any time you have a food item that's one of the five types of grains, tzarich bracha mein shalosh. You need to have to make a bracha before and bari min v'zayinus, and after you make ala mechya. So how could Rashi say that the pasa baba kisnin, which is it's a Danish, it's something that's made from one of the five types of grain, that you're not going to make a bracha achreina of an ala mechya? Very more of a question number two asked Taisus, am I kamer? Why is Rav Sheshe saying, oh, wait a second, you can't say with fruits the halacha you're saying, because there's nothing that requires a bracha beforehand, but does not require a bracha afterwards. The only one is kisnin, meaning the pasa baba kisnin. But if you're saying like Rashi, then actually we do find such a precedent, which actually Rashi himself compares it to, le'manami ariz v'daychen. What do you mean? You should say there's another case, rice and millet, which also require bracha rishayin, meaning b'rimin mezayins, and does not need a bracha la'achrav, meaning quote-unquote the main shalosh. Rather, you can make only b'rim the fashis. So why are you saying only pasa baba kisnin? It's also by rice and millet. So therefore, our kinsar chlefaros, therefore, Taisa disagrees with Rashi. He says, what you have to say is, demayir b'teichas tudah. Not like Rashi says, after the meal. It's talking about even in the meal. Koydim b'rchas amazin. Not even, it's talking about only in the meal. And it's before benching. Demayir, because it says, Taisa, that's actually what Rav Sheshe is talking about. Rav Sheshe is disagreeing with the first opinion, and they're talking about regarding what's the halacha with peiros in the meal. That's what he's saying, no, you can't say that you can make a bracha before and not a bracha after, in a meal, because there's nothing like that in a meal. Only by pasa baba kisnin. But it's not like Rashi that's talking about that it's even after the meal, because that's not what Rav Sheshe was talking about. So rather says, Taisa b'hachkim, this is what Rav Sheshe was saying. Chutz min pasa baba kisnin, except for this type of dough that has sweet fruit juices, that b'teich asudu koydim b'rchatz hamazin, that if that is like the case of Paris, in the meal, before benching, there the halach is going to be, yeah, it requires a bracha rishayna, but the ain time bracha l'achrav, it doesn't require a bracha afterwards, not like Rashi, that it doesn't require a bracha afterwards of ala mechya, but it requires a bracha nefashah. No, it doesn't require any bracha at all after it, because the potele b'rchaz ha-mazin, because it's going to be exempted by the benching. A filler of sheshes, even according to sheshes, why? Because it's something that's very little, it's only coming for a dessert, and therefore, yeah, you're going to require a bracha rishayna, but it's not going to require b'rchaz ha-mazin. If it's not in a meal, not like Rashi, then obviously one would have to make a bracha achreina afterwards, which would be me'en gemel brachas, which is the bridge of the benching, which is what we call the al hamechya. Therefore, it says, therefore, Rav Sheshe didn't say another exception to the rule is the rice and millet bread, because by rice and millet, that's even without a meal also, ain't srichin, quote, bracha, you don't need to have a bracha, meaning of me'en gimel ala achrav, of having ala michya afterwards. Rav Sheshe is coming to tell us regarding what he was discussing, regarding in the meal itself. Regarding that, that's the one exception, pasa baba kisnin, that in the meal is where you can't have, that's the only one that you need a bracha before and not a bracha afterwards. But not in the meal, of course you do need a bracha afterwards. But regarding fruits, it was coming to say in the meal itself, you can't say that it needs a bracha before and not after, because that's only possible by kissing. Whereas rice and millet, that wouldn't illustrate the example, because that even not in a meal, you don't need a bracha of alamichya afterwards. Now, Tesis concludes that loy kaimel on Rav Sheshes, that we actually don't rule like this Rav Sheshes regarding the element that he says, that regarding what he's primarily coming to disagree with the first opinion, that he says that if you have these fruits in the meal, that then you need to have a bracha both before and after you eat it. Ela Rav Huna Rav Nachman says, Tesis says, no, actually that's only like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. We rule like them, that actually they say that the figs and the grapes that come in the meal, you need a bracha beforehand, but one does not need a bracha after them. And not like Rav Sheshes says, you need to make a bracha even after them. No, because the in halacha kiyachad b'makam rabim, a hag, as Tesis brings from the halachas gedolos, we're not going to rule like an individual amira, which is just Rav Sheshes, against the rabbim, the majority, which is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that they say in this as we rule that yeah, you're going to make a bracha shayna on the fruits, which is just a dessert. We're not going to make a bracha chayna. Not like Rav Sheshes says, no, you need to make a bracha both before it and afterwards. Now, continuing next, Tesis b'masal. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara. V'yayin poter kol min mashkin, that wine exempts all types of beverages. Which Tesis comes to explain, first of all, that wine exempts all types of beverages that's even not in the middle of a meal. And second of all, that the halacha does not follow like Reb Chiya, which is where this halacha is from, meaning the Gemara brought a third opinion. Reb Chiya says that actually bread exempts all types of foods, even fruits. You don't have to make a bracha rishayino, a bracha chreino. And wine exempts all types of beverages. You make a bracha on wine, you don't have to make a bracha on the beer or whatever other beverage you're coming to drink. Now, so on that says Tesis, L'chayr Ma'iri, similarly, this halacha, what we're quoting of, that wine exempts all types of beverages, is talking about b'yayin b'loy sudah. It's talking about when you're drinking wine, not in the meal. Because diba hadipas, if you're eating in a bread meal, then typically the patalei pas, then of course I would know you don't have to make a bracha on whatever beverage you're drinking, because the bread would exempt it. Because as Tesis proves, that fila yayin, because even wine, nami rotzaleima hasefer basamach, the Gemara later on wants to tell us, the patr, that even you wouldn't have to make a bracha on wine in the meal. Ilav, time in the kaveh bracha l'asma, unless, because the Gemara ultimately says, no, since it mandates its own bracha at certain times, even though you don't want to drink it, so therefore you have to make a bracha on the wine. But other beverages, obviously the bread would exempt it. So rather, it must be, if we're saying that the wine is exempting it, even not during a mealtime, and still the wine is going to exempt from making a bracha on whatever beverage you're also coming to drink. Now, but on that says, Tesis v'lesach ha'sakabaseb, the halacha does not follow like Reb Chiya in this idea that he's saying that wine would exempt other beverages from their bracha. Sharei, because from his other halacha, mipas peiteres, from the fact that he says bread exempts all types of food items, that we know in halacha k'maisi, that is evident in our Gemara, that halacha is not like him. Ela kapasak rapapa, rather the way rapapa rules, that he says that dvarm habon mitechasu, the things that come in the meal, shaloi machmesasu, that not because of the meal, that actually you do have to make a bracha beforehand, which not like Reb Chiya says, no, you don't have to make a bracha on anything, both before and after when you're having bread. So from the fact that we don't rule like him on that, Sim came, therefore says Taisis, the logic would dictate, gamma had to come a yayin paita b'chul, then the other half of his halacha, that also wine exempts everything from the brachas on it, that also lesach hasakav says halacha would not be like him, and therefore Taisis rules that not like Reb Chiya, also regarding the halacha of wine exempting all of the beverages from that bracha. Tim the next Taisis b'maschel. Taisis begins with the words of the Gemara, Hilchas of the halacha is, the dvarim haboim b'teicha suda machmas suda, the things that come in middle of the meal because of the meal. So Tesis comes to explain two things, two ideas mentioned here in the Gemara. First of all, regarding what's called dvarim haboim b'teicha suda, things that come in middle of the meal machmas suda, that they're coming because of the meal. That on that the Gemara said that you don't have to make a bracha beforehand. What exactly is that case talking about? And moreover, regarding the other category he spoke about, regarding things that come in the meal not because of the meal, that we said that you have to make a bracha beforehand, what is the case talking about? That is, the Gemara brought from our papa, he was saying, what's the halacha? He said, things that come in the middle of the meal because of the meal, you don't have to make a bracha not before and not afterwards. Now, if it's not coming because of the meal, but you're having it during a meal, okay, then you have to make a bracha beforehand, but you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. Now, the third category spoke about, and after the meal, with the words wala achar suda, then it requires a bracha both before and afterwards. So there's a large machlekes here between Rashi and Tesis and all these three different categories. Tesis brings Pirsha Kuntris. Rashi explains the first category, things that come machmas asuda, betecha suda, which we're saying does not require bracha rishayna or bracha chreina, Rashi explains, what does it mean that it's coming because of the meal? It means lafes ben asapas. It means say you're coming to eat it together with the bread. That's where we're ruling that ain't tuned in bracha, that it does not require a bracha beforehand and also afterwards, because the havlo tefel is considered secondary to the bread. You're eating it with the bread. That's Rashi's interpretation on that first category. So Taisus rejects each one of the Rashi's interpretations of the category. It says, Bolayneir, this doesn't seem to be correct. Because in Cain, if that's the halacha that our Rav is coming to teach us, Masnitnihi. This is a Mishnah on the Mimbalman Alf. The Mavarcha Leikur Paita Sata Tveila, you make a bracha on the primary and you exempt the secondary. So, my Kamashma, what would Rav Papa be teaching us? You're eating with the bread? You take the fruit jam and you eat it with the, of course you make a bracha on the bread. The bread is primary. What would Rav Papa be teaching us when he's saying, the Vam Haboim, Betecha Suda, Machmasa Suda, that you don't make any brachas? Of course, it's secondary to the bread. Moreover, it's difficult because the parach besamach. Shortly, the Gemara is going to ask that yayin nami niftari pas, that also wine should be exempted by the bread, like this, which are things that come in the middle of the meal. So when you have wine in the middle of the meal, why do you make a bracha paragrafen? It should be exempted with the bread. On that, as Taisus, according to Rashi, you my kasha. What's the Gemara's question? When you drink wine, ain't it tefillah pas? It's not secondary to the bread. Vanan, but also according to what Rashi is saying, is bemidi the tefillah lapas marinan. The whole Gemara is based on the concept when you're saying Dvar Maboim Machmas Asuda Betecha Asuda is only because it's secondary to the bread. Like we said, it's when you're eating it together with the bread. So why would we think to say that wine should not require a bracha in the middle of the meal if it's not secondary to the bread? You don't need wine with the bread. It's not like a jam. You're not eating with the bread. Now, and Taisus, it qualifies the anal of Arishal Pirsha Kunja. Don't explain to resolve Rashi's interpretation. That yain niftari pas. Yes, what was the Gemara's question asking? That wine should be exempted on the brach on the bread. Kisha shara pita beyein nekamen. That's told me, yeah, when you soak the bread in the wine, the havala yain tafel, oh, that's exactly like lalafas pas. You're eating it with the bread, because, and that's halacha according to what Rashi was explaining, what Rav Papa means. Betecha suda, machmas suda, is eating with the bread. Oh, and you're having the wine with the bread. Says Taisus, no, you can't say that's the interpretation. Dohaloi ashkechan shia verachal abin yazer. We never found that we should make a bracha on wine when it's soaked in bread, that you should ask, why are we making the bracha on it, and it's not exempted with the bracha of the bread? How could you ask, oh, why? Whoever said, yeah, no one ever said that you make a guffin if it's soaked in bread. Rather, vademai b'shtia, obviously it's talking about that you're doing a regular drinking of the wine, and not when you soaked it in bread. So then the question is, back to the question, on Rashi, so why would we ever think to say that it is exempted from the bracha on bread if it's not a tuffle to the bread? It's not a lavas and asapas, which is the way Rashi is categorizing and qualifying this teaching of Rapap. Vayit kasha, moreover, Taisus has another question on Rashi, meaning on the next category. Masha Pirish Rashi, this is Rashi explained, Devam Haboim, Shaloi Machmas Asuda, B'Teich Asuda. What Rashi said are things that don't come because of the meal, but they're coming in the middle of the meal. That then Rav Papa's second category, he qualified that then you have to make a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achreina. So Rashi explains, what's that talking about? Kugain daisa, for example, like a porridge with trodden and beets with krov and cabbage. Shayna shaliftan, these are not things that are eaten as condiments with the bread. So it's not secondary to the bread. But uboin lozdim v'lesvaya, but they satiate and make a person full. So therefore, that explained Rashi is the middle status of this category. Tunim bracha lefneim. So you have to make a bracha, we said, rishayin on these things, because the lav tefillin, they're not secondary to the bread, because you're eating them independent of the bread. But you don't need a bracha achreina, it's examined with the benching, because the meaning mazininu, they're types of sustenance, so you could say hazan esaka. That's Rashi's interpretation. On this too, says Bulayneir, this does not seem to be correct. Why? Because the meaning of mazininu, we say in the Mishnah that says, when berech ala pas, if you make a bracha on bread, so the Mishnah said, potter esa paperas, that exempts the appetizers, the desserts, they're all included, all subsumed in the bracha on the bread. Now, the Gemara mefarsh, the Gemara explains, then the same thing that it would be exempted with the bracha of the bread, kol maisa gedera, all types of porridges. So then the question is, how could Rashi say that a maisa gedera, like daisa, like a porridge, is one of those things that requires a bracha before you eat it, and it's not exempt with the bracha on the bread? What do you mean? You see clearly in the Mishnah that Berech Alapas will exempt Maisa Gedera. How could he explain this is the halacha of Papa, that it's not exempt with the bracha on the bread? You have to make a bracha Rishayin. Moreover, Taisa says, when we say the third category, V'divam harigilam lo v'la'achasuda, the Gir said that Rashi has things that are customarily brought after the meal. So Pirish Rashi explains, what's that talking about? Come on, Pirish, like fruits. And that is what Rav Papa was saying in this third category. That even if you bring it in the middle of the meal, but if you're not eating it as a condiment, as a spread on the bread, then tune the bracha. That was his third category. Then you have to make a bracha bein lifneim, even before you eat it, because the lavat tefillin, it's not secondary. You're not eating with the bread. Ubein lachrim, even have to make a bracha reina, even in the middle of the meal, because the ein brachas on mazon patrasan. That's how Rashi was explaining, because the benching is not going to exempt it, because the lav mazon. And you can't say brachas hamazon, which is the blessing on sustenance, when it's not a sustenance. It's just a fruit. Fruit is not considered a staple like bread, so therefore it wouldn't be exempted with the bracha brachas hamazon, which says Taisus. According to this interpretation, which is that of Rashi, the Heineker of Sheshes. That would make Rav Papa exactly like Rav Sheshes, which we had this three way machlekes regarding what's halacha of fruits in the middle of a meal. The Amalela, he said previously, if someone had fruits, figs, and pomegranates that was brought to him in the middle of the meal, that he said the tunim bracha, that you have to make a bracha, bein lefneim and bein lachreim, both before you eat it and after you eat it. But Taisus now has a problem with this third category, according to Rashi, because Bahavadulai Kilcha said, I would make what we're saying is the halacha, which is what our papa is telling us, is not like the halacha, because the kaimalon krav nachem rav huna, because we rule like rav nachem rav huna, not like rav sheishes k'debrishla, like we just explained previously. We said the halacha is like the rabbim and not the yachid, and tuamarum not like rav sheishes, but according to Rashi interpretation of papa is like rav sheishes. Akein pirishri, so rather therefore says the taisis that the re explains this halacha rav papa in a different way. All three categories different than that of Rashi. Starting with the first one. Dvarim habayim machmas asud b'teich asud. What does it mean, things that come because of the meal, in the meal? That then we said that you don't have to make a bracha not before and not after. Kolema, you know what that means to say? Not like Rashi that it meant lalafis asapasta, eating it with the bread. No, it means haragilam lovei machmas asud b'pasta. It means things that you normally have because of a bread meal that you're eating. Haragilam lochalim apasta, you eat it with bread. Kagoin, baster, bedog, and mochum, and the means to say like meat and fish and all types of cooked dishes. Vevin b'teichasud, and then you bring it in the middle of the meal, then into the bracha, then you don't have to make a bracha, which is like our custom. You don't make a bracha lefneim alachreim, not before you eat and not after you eat. Afilo achle b'teichasud b'fnei atzim b'lei pas. Even if you're eating it in the meal by itself, not with the bread, because the kivnim shem pas heim bun, because ultimately, since they're coming because of the bread, in other words, you normally eat it with a bread meal, so pas by trust and the bread will exempt it. That was category number one. Now, going on to category number two. Aval devarim she'ein darkon lovei b'teich asud, but things that are not the norm to have it in middle of a meal, which then we said, oh, then you have to make a bracha rishayna, but you don't have to make a bracha achrayna. That's kagon tamarim v'remayin v'shar kol peres. That's like dates and pomegranates and all other types of fruits. She'ein regil malachas ben asapas. You don't normally eat it together with bread. That's where the second category is saying, tu'n the bracha lefnem, you have to make a bracha beforehand. Why? The kim and the lav mishum lifted us is not coming because as a condiment. Say, in the pas by trust, and so the bread is not going to exempt it on the bracha rishayna. Behind the Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, but that's like Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, like we said before, the army that they say, yes, the tu'n the bracha lefnem, you're going to have to make a bracha rishayna, but v'loy lacharein, you're not going to have to make a bracha afterwards. Because, as we're saying, that's the second category of things that don't normally come in the middle of the meal. So it comes out regarding these first two categories of Rav Papa, regarding what's called Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Asuda B'Teich Asuda, that we said you don't need a bracha not before and not after. According to Rashi, that's talking about what's called things that are coming lalavas apas, tita with the bread. Oh, that's secondary to the bread. Then you're not going to make any brachas on that food item. According to Taisus, it's talking about, no, things that normally come with a bread meal, even though now you're not eating with bread, it's still going to be exempt from a bracha because normally, like meat and fish, they come with bread. And then the second category that said, Dvarim Haboim Shaloi Machmas Asuda, but it's in the middle of a meal, that then we said you have to make a bracha beforehand and not afterwards. According to Rashi, that's talking about like a porridge and beets and cabbage that they're not coming to be eaten with bread, but they do satiate. So you have to make a bracha beforehand because it's not a tafel to the bread, but you don't require a bracha afterwards because it's a type of a mazon and therefore it's including the Birchas HaMazon. According to Taisus, talking about, no, even by fruits, the pomegranates and dates, since they're not coming as a regular staple in the meal, so therefore you have to make a bracha beforehand, but you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. Again, like we said, which is like Rav Nachman and like Rav Huna, which are the Rabbim, and not like the way Rashi says that it comes like Rav Sheshes. Now, continuing with the next Taisus, Dibre Masel, Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, La'achra Suda, after the meal, which this is what the Gemara brings from Rav Papa, the third category. But he said that after the meal, then you have to make a bracha before you eat it and afterwards. So this was the girsa in our Gemara. Taisa says that Garcina, this is the girsa, the text as we should have it. Vesulayan, no more words. Another Taisa explains, Veloy Garcina, the text should not be Dvarm Haboim, things that come, Bahach Seifa, in this last of the three categories. In other words, the girsa is not supposed to be, and things that come after the meal, that then you need a bracha, both before and afterwards, because the way Taisa is explaining, it's not contingent on things that come after the meal. Rather, we're talking about even things that normally come in the meal, like we explained from Taisa in the previous Taisa, that's like meat and fish. But as long as it's coming after the meal, you're going to have a bracha before and afterwards, as Taisa is going to explain. And like he says, Vachi Purusha, and this is the explanation of the third category. Im heviu dvarm shehezkarnu, if they bring the things that we mentioned, like meat and fish, which normally come in the meal, as part of the meal. But if they bring it, and this is the third category, according to Taisa, Achrasud, they bring it after the meal. Pirish. In other words, Taisa explains. La'achar shemashchesi deim anapas, after they drew their hand away from the bread. I mean, they stopped eating. That's where a papa says, shuv ein apas patras and klal. So then the bread's not going to exempt him anymore, because if I have a kamay, sha'achim b'lay shum sud, it says if you're eating it not as part of the meal, because you already stopped from the bread already, you already took away the bread. And therefore, that's what the papa is saying. Ubein devam haragin lovei machmas asuda. Therefore, whether it's things that normally come because of the meal, like meat and fish, ubein devam she'im regilim lovei machmas asuda. Whether it's things that don't normally come because of the meal, like peiros, tu'un nebrach lefneim lachrim. Here, every category is going to require bracha before and afterwards, because like Taisa says, the akol devam deleelka. It's going on all the things that we mentioned before. In other words, whether it's things that normally come because of the meal, or whether things that don't usually come because of the meal. By all of them, the third category is saying, since it came after the bread was already taken away, you would have to make a bracha shayna and a bracha achreina. But Taisa points out, v'achshav ein lanu din zeh. Today's times, we don't really have this law of things that come after the meal that you would have to make a bracha shayna and achreina, because the ein minik shalon, we don't have this custom, what's called limshach yidenim in the past, called to draw our hands away from the bread at all, because it's not considered the ending of our meal, ad la'achar birchas hamazon, only after we actually do a benching. Ella rather says Taisa called Shasha no Ichlim Paris or Yishum Davar, as long as we're eating fruit or anything. Kaidim Birchas HaMazon, before we bench, even though the bread was already taken away, the Atenu Lechel Pas Kal Shah, we still have in mind that we're going to eat bread at any time, again, until we actually bench. And Vakaimalon Kipsak to Rapapa, and we rule like this teaching of Rapapa, that things that come in the meal because of the meal, so then you don't need a bracha, not before and not afterwards. Things that come in the meal, not because of the meal, you need to have a bracha beforehand, but not afterwards. And then also we said that things that are already after the meal, again, which doesn't really apply today, but meaning when it's before benching, but they already took their hand away from the bread, you require a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. So it comes out with this taste and the previous tastes, a three machlekes Rashi and taste, meaning on these three points of the halacha of Rapapa, each one of these points have a machlekes Rashi and taste. Regarding the first halach of Dvar Mabayim Machmas Asuda B'Teich Asuda, that we said you don't have to make a bracha before and not afterwards, Rashi says, it means that you come to eat it with the bread. So it's a tuffel to the bread. Taisa says, no, it's even if you're not eating with the bread. It's just a thing that usually comes because of the meal, like meat and fish. The bread will exempt it from a bracha Roshan and bracha Achrein. Second category, what's called Dvar Mabayim Shaloi Machmas Asuda B'Teich Asuda, that we said that, okay, you have to make a bracha before and then not afterwards. According to Rashi, that's like all types of maisekader, all types of dishes, which are not a tuffle to the bread because you're eating it without the bread. So that's considered shaloi machmas asud. You're not eating with the bread. You require bracha rishayna, but birchas hamazon would exempt it. According to Taisa, no, it's tumah even, it's tumah regarding, because he holds that those things actually don't require bracha rishayna. Says, no, it's tumah dates and pomegranates, all types of fruits, that they're not coming because of the bread. You don't usually eat it as part of the meal. So then you're going to have to make a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna, like you said, like from Nachman Avuna. And the third case of what's called dvar mabayim la'achar asuda, that then you have to make a bracha before and afterwards. According to Rashi, that's talking about like fruits, which normally come after the meal. On that, Rashi said, even if it comes in the meal, but it's not secondary to the bread, and it's not mazon, so you have to make a bracha reshayna and a bracha achrayna. According to Taisa, no, it's talking about all things, not just fruits. But it's talking about literally after the meal, after you already pulled your hand away from the bread, that's when we say the bread's not exempted anymore. It's like it's already like after the meal, then you would have to make a bracha reshayna and a bracha achrayna. Continue the next Taisa, the Bim Askel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Yain Nami Niftri Pas. Then wine should also be exempted by the bracha on the bread. Which Taisa comes to explain 2 points. First of all, why is it that wine has its, like the Gemara says, Goyim Bracha La'atzmo, that you have to make its own bracha on wine because it causes its own bracha. And also, if one would have to make a bracha on other beverages in the middle of a meal. Which again, the Gemara brought that they asked Ben Zayma, why did they say that something that comes as part of the meal, you don't have to make a bracha on it, not a bracha shenan achrayin. He says, yeah, because the bread exempts it. So they asked, okay, so why do you make a bracha on wine in the middle of the meal? So he says, because wine's different that, well, quote, shagoyim bracha la'atzmi. So it comes to explain, one shouldn't think to say that the reason why you make a bracha on the wine in the middle of the meal is because it's not considered, quote, like, kabo mach masasuda, which is the reason why you don't make a bracha on something when it's the middle of the meal because it's considered as part of the meal. So it says, no, devada yain mach masuda asi. No, for sure, and that's why we understand the Gemara's question, wine is something that it's considered coming as because of the meal. Because in Talmudic times, they would drink wine many times in the middle of the meal. Because the ilav hasud, if not for the meal, lo yishti, wouldn't have drank wine so many times. So therefore, it most definitely is considered b'mach masasud. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question, the liftery pass. So therefore, as our Tosis is quoting from the Gemara, bread should exempt the bracha and not have to make on the wine. So the Gemara answers, shani yain, no, the wine is different. The goyim bracha l'atzma, it causes a blessing for itself. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explained, what does that mean? Because the Baharba Mekayim is Huba, many times you have a cup of wine, Umavarchim Labi, you make a bracha on it, Ava Bishen Tzvichin Lishlis, even though you don't have to drink it. I mean, it causes a bracha to be made that you have an obligation, even when you're not thirsty for it, like Bekiddish, or Bebechas Erisin, and when they're by a chasna. So because of that, that gives it a certain distinguishment that you have to make a bracha on it, and it's not exempted with the bracha on the bread. That's one interpretation. But Viraj Bapirish, or it's the Rajbam that he explains, no, that this, that what does it mean, Yain Goyim Bracha La'atzmai? It means, Mishum Detzarach Levarach Al-Yain, means, yeah, because it causes its own bracha, it has its own unique bracha. Because the bracha that one has to make on the wine is Boyer Priyar Gafen, U'Bitchil, Keshav Banovim, but whereas in the beginning, when it wasn't wine yet, when it was still grapes, you would make a Boyer Priyates. Now, whereas Val Sharmashkin and other liquids, Shakal Nibidvari, you only make a shakal. So from the fact that you make a special bracha on the wine, that shows it's a distinguishment, and therefore that's why it's not going to be exempted, according to the Rashbam, from the bracha on the bread. Now, umiyo im Rabbein Tam, but one thing says Rabbein Tam, although Gemara was only asking regarding that of wine, he says, but the Bishar Mashkin, regarding all other beverages, k'maymai and b'sheicher, like water and beer, haboy machmas asud, if it comes because of part of the meal, then pass paitrasin, that there, yes, the bread would exempt it. Because afila yain have a paita, as he points out from the Gemara. Actually, even wine would be exempted in the bread meal, ilab de kaveh brach la'atzmai, if not for the, like the Gemara answered, because it causes itself to have its own bracha. Now, on that says Taisus, the loike machzav vitri. That's not like as it was written in the machzav vitri. Shakasav, he writes, not like Rabbeinu Tam, shemavarchu l'mayim, that actually you do have to make a bracha on water in the meal. Actually, a bracha, blessing b'chol pam b'pam, actually every single time you're drinking water in the meal, v'afilu b'teicha suda, even in the middle of the meal, because he says, d'havak k'nimlach. That's like you changed your mind, which is a halacha regarding, in the bracha we say later on regarding wine. In other words, it's not normal to drink water in the middle of the meal. And therefore, the bracha that you made on the water even one time will not exempt you from the other time. And every time it's like you're making a new bracha, a new time, and the bread does not exempt the water, actually, from the bracha. And the Girsa takes the word Baha, and therefore you have to say, delay parachacha. Yeah, the Gemara does not ask over here, mehen, from them, meaning from things like water, mishum deyayin, zayin, because wine, that gives sustenance. And therefore that, okay, so the bracha of the bread, which is also sustenance, should include and encompass that of the wine. Avamayim lo yizayini, but water does not give sustenance. Kedam, like the Gemara said previously, in Daf Lamehim Abeis, Hanoidim in HaMazim Mechulu, we said if someone takes a vow not to have any mazin, any sustenance, he's permitted to have water and salt, because water does not sustain. So therefore, yeah, the Gemara never had a thought to say that the bread will exempt the water from its bracha, because bread is only exempting something that sustains, like wine. And therefore, pshitud loy patulu pas. Actually, to the contrary, says the Machzav Vitri. It was obvious that the bread was not going to exempt the water, because te'ena b'chlal, berchas hapas, it's not included in the bracha on bread. It was only regarding wine, which is zayin, that we thought, okay, let that be exempted with the bread. And then we say, no, because it's kaveh bracha la'atzmai. Now, as a continued type of memezim and alf, however, in spite of this, miu riv rabbeinu tam hayo'im. The riv rabbeinu tam, they actually said, no, shaloi lovar klal ashar mashkin abon b'teichasu. The one should not make a bracha on other beverages that come in the middle of the meal. The taima, what's the reason? Because the pas paiter is called varm habon b'shvila. The bread exempts anything that comes because of it. And therefore, if you're drinking this beverage because of the meal, you're not going to make a bracha on it. And the proof says, taisis is vahashta, because now, if yayin paiter come in the mashkin, if wine exempts all types of beverages, why? Why would wine exempt all of the beverages? Lefisha ikamashku, it's the primary, it's the epitome of what a beverage is. It's the head of all types of beverages. It's the primary vein bracha, and they're secondary to wine regarding the bracha. So though the bracha by Paragovin actually has no relation at all to the bracha of shahakol that you make on other beverages, still the bracha by Paragovin will exempt all other beverages. So therefore, so beverages that you're drinking because of a meal, they're coming because you're eating a bread meal. Why? Why are you drinking it on the meal? It's literally samaychel. It's to soak the food that you're eating. It's helping the food go down and get digested. And vegami yefshalachil b'lishti also says taisis you can't eat without drinking. So therefore, it's considered as part of the meal, and pas b'trasin, the bread will exempt it. Chutz mnayayin, as we said, exact, the only exception is wine. Could the Amar Gemara time, like the Gemara says, the reason that it's Gayim Bracha La'atzma, like we had two interpretations, that of the Rashi and the Rashbam, but all of the beverages, one will not make a bracha in the middle of a meal. Now, going back to what we said before, with this big machlekes Tais and Rashi, and all the three categories of Rav Papa, Tais says, L'hai taima, according to the reasoning we said before, Nicha Masha Anu Mevarchem Pesach, it makes sense now, why we make a bracha on Pesach, on the Seder night, al chazeres. On the lettuce, we make the bracha al achilas mar levad. The only bracha we make is on the eating of the mar, and we don't make a bar pri adam, sha'olam akshim, because Tais says actually, the world asks the following question. Amayim avarch and nami bar pri adam. Why don't you make a bar pri adam on the mar that you're eating? Because the Tais explains, ubay pri adam de shayi rakas, the bar pri adam that you made on the other vegetables early in the Seder night on the karpas, ain't the paiter, that doesn't exempt. Kedamrin and Hassan, like Taisa says, like we say over there, which that Gemara is brought over there, Masechta Pesachim, Kivin Deka Agad, the Bahal, you have the whole Agad, then you have the Hal, Asach Taita, you already removed your consciousness from the Bracha Badama you made on the Karpas, so then the question that the world asks is, so why didn't you make a Bayer Pradama on the Mar? Oh, Elavada Tamahava, rather, says Taisa, you know what the reason is? Because Kivin Rachman the Kavi Chayba, since the Torah made an obligation to eat this mar now that we're eating here on the Seder night, like it says in the Pasuk al matzah marim yuchlu, that you have to eat the Karban Pesach on matzahs and on mar. So havakum edvam haregilin lovei mach masasud. This is like what we call things that normally come because of the meal, which just like we normally eat meat, it's considered like even though you're not eating with the bread, so too over here, this on the Seder night is like things that normally come as part of the meal because Hashem said you have to do it. We're there. Taisis had already explained the pas by trusin, that bread exempts you from the bracha, rishayna, and achrayna, that you don't have to make a bracha even beforehand, even though you're not eating it with the bread. So to the mar, we don't eat it with the matzah, but still not like Rashi. Even though it's not being malafes apas, you're not eating with the bread, Taisa had explained that that would also exempt you from the bracha rishayna, and therefore one does not have to make a bayri pri hadama on the mar, only the bracha of achilas mar.